Good day, Bermuda. This is your Inter-Island Communications News Brief brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic. And I'm Maya Palacio. The ministry is in the final stages of the full implementation of the new CCTV system, which, as they say, already has been proven to be a vital tool in law enforcement as several of the cameras are already operational. To date, 190 of the planned 247 cameras have been installed and are operational, actively monitoring strategic locations across the island. The ministry continues to monitor and test these cameras to ensure optimal performance and coverage. Minister Weeks also wished to address the issue of privacy relative to these security cameras. He stated, quote, "We understand and respect the privacy matters in the deployment of this new camera system. We want to ensure everyone that our system is designed with strategic privacy safeguards that will ensure that privacy rights are protected." I hasten to add that we have had dialogue with the Privacy Commissioner on this matter to ensure that we have considered all factors around privacy. No cameras will intrude on individual privacy, he says. The primary focus is on public spaces and roadways. We are committed to maintaining a balance between boosting security and respecting the privacy rights of all residents. In other news, the Premier participated in a joint meeting with the Minister of Overseas Territories in United Kingdom, the Honourable Stephen Doughty. This meeting was significant as it was the first meeting between the overseas territory leaders and the Minister Doughty since he was appointed as Minister under the new UK Labour government. Minister Doughty opened the meeting by outlining the core principles that he aims to establish in the UK-OT relationship. These include respect for the rights of the overseas territories, the right to self-determination, belief in devolution, and autonomy and principles of partnership. He emphasized the need for open and frank conversations, ensuring that decisions affecting the OTs are made inclusively and transparently. The minister addressed the ongoing strategy development initiated by the previous UK government, but announced that the new government would establish a more inclusive consultation plan which aims to better incorporate the diverse needs and perspectives of the overseas territories. Premier Barrett said it was encouraging to hear directly from Minister Doughty about his commitment to respecting the rights of the overseas territories, ensuring our voices are heard, opening access to additional resources and meetings with overseas territory leaders, individuals, in discussing the unique needs and issues that impact each territory. And in your sports-related news, as the closing ceremony of the 2024 Olympic Games is days away, Bermuda awaits the announcement of the Olympian who will be honored with the bearing of the flag at the closing ceremony. And that's your Inter-Island Communications News Brief. It's brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic. I'm Maya Palacio. Please drive safely, Bermuda.